رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وبعد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله the great ni'mah of iman the perfect teachings of the deen of Islam and this honor of being linked to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In yesterday's lesson, the concluding verses of Surah Iqra or Surah Al-Alaq, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the fact that had Abu Jahl called upon his social circle to take action against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, we would have summoned those angels who are the guardian angels over the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala says, we would have seized him by the forelocks, those forelocks that are false, that are lying and wrongdoers. And we're discussing the tafsir of Quran al-Karim is as it is, but specifically Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the forelocks. And similarly, the forelocks play an important part on the first night of marriage. One holds that part of the head of the wife and makes a dua for barakah and blessings. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala has kept in the forelocks of the horse goodness up to the day of Qiyamah. The forelocks are the closest to the frontal lobe of the brain. The frontal lobe controls important cognitive skills in humans, such as emotional expression, problem solving, memory, language, judgment, and many other important aspects. It is in essence the control panel of our personality and our ability to communicate. It controls the voluntary part of our decisions. So important decisions and choices are made by the frontal part of the brain. Similar to the words of this verse, lies and bad behavior originate from that part which is behind the forelocks. Another important and fascinating point is that there has been some research done that those people who prostrate and make sajda a lot have better brain function. This is because the brain and the spinal cord are kept vertical while a person is in sajda in its own fluid without a pump function like the heart for blood. So brain fluid gets totally replenished 4 times a day. And sajda, prostration, helps in this process of replenishment. So the ni'mah of the deen of Islam in all aspects of our lives, we value and appreciate it because Allah Ta'ala has revealed it, conveyed our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Sajj said, the closest a person ever gets to Allah Ta'ala is while in sajda, a potent time for du'as, as elaborated in the last lesson. Surah Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr, that follows, we had looked at its details in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Thereafter we go on to Suratul Bayyinah. This is a surah wherein Allah Ta'ala talks about the great ni'mah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. That the disbelievers, whether they be from the people of the book, Yahud, Nasara, whether they are the disbelievers of the polytheists, the mushrikeen who ascribe partners unto Allah Ta'ala, they would never desist and refrain from the wrong that they were involved in, immersed in, until such time that they came to them that very, very clear-cut proof and evidence. So they would have remained fixated in their wrong ways And it did not behove them to leave until such a time that a very clear-cut evidence had come to them. And what is this clear-cut evidence? Allah Ta'ala himself elaborates. It is that ni'mah that you and I enjoy. Rasulun min Allah. It is the messenger from Allah Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Kareem, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yatlu suhufan mutahhara. Who recites to them in a very meticulous manner the verses of Quran which are in those scriptures that are absolutely and perfectly purified. Purified from any man-made changes, remaining in the pristine state, as revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Fiha kutubun qayyimah. And in the scriptures, the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, there are many injunctions which are precious, which are steadfast, which are upright. All the injunctions of the Quran Azim are at the level of perfection. They are upright. They are absolutely precious for us as a guidance in all aspects of our lives. So in these verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this clear-cut evidence which should have made disbelievers, whether they be from the people of the book, whether they be from the polytheists, the mushrikeen, they should have desisted and refrained from the fixated ways of wrongdoing. When this great clear proof and evidence came, and this proof and evidence is none other than our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the word used for recitation of Quran is tilawah. Tilawah does not merely means to read. It means a specific meticulous form of reading that one reads it to another, and those who listen, they listen meticulously such that they can follow it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite very meticulously the words of the Quran Kareem when they were revealed to Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, and they would then transcribe them in a very authenticated form of writing into the scriptures. This is over and above the main form of protection by hifz, memorization. And Allah Ta'ala tells us in the injunctions of the Quran Azim are very, very precious and upright commands. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Astonishing is the fact that those who were given the book before, the people of the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and Nasara, they only dispersed, they only separated themselves once this clear-cut evidence had come to them, that this was the time that was ripe, that was perfect for them to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In all the previous scriptures, Allah Ta'ala had made mention of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of the Torah, the Injil, from the Yahud and Nasara respectively, knew that the time was ripe. They were absolutely convinced that the final Nabi is to emerge very, very soon. They were lying in waiting with such conviction that the moment he comes, we will believe in him. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him, that they knew without doubt that this is that final Nabi. Such doubt, such conviction, they recognized this as that final Nabi mentioned in the books, just as they knew their own children to be their own children. So this was the conviction with which they knew that this is that final promised messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continue after Adhan, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله لا إله إلا الله.
So the people, given the previous scriptures, knew with absolute conviction that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is definitely that final messenger promised in all the scriptures, just as they knew their own sons to be their own sons. With such conviction did they know this fact, that they used to, the Yahud resident in Medina Munawwara, used to threaten the Arabs, who are idol worshippers, that when that final Nabi comes, and then by his means we will gain a resounding victory over you. And they used to actually seek Allah's help by the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But astonishing is that when that beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and they knew this is definitely that final promised Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only because of jealousy, because he was not ethnically from them, they rejected, they belied, full well knowing in the hearts of hearts that this is that final great Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those very Arabs of Medina Munawwara, whom they used to seek victory over by means of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were the ones who believed wholeheartedly in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Whereas in the previous scriptures, the Torah and the Injil, they were given the command that they should worship only Allah Ta'ala, making exclusive to Allah Ta'ala all the acts of worship, the entire deen, the entire obedience, hunafa, and to do so, resisting all other ways and mannerisms, and being upright and steadfast in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And they were also commanded that they establish salah, that they pay the zakah. Allah Ta'ala says these injunctions, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is that upright and steadfast deen that one should adhere to. So Allah Ta'ala, amongst the people of the book, a minimal amount of them, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, they accepted, they believed. Majority of them, because of hasad and jealousy, rejected and denied. Allah Ta'ala says that then you find two categories of humanity. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. That those who have disbelieved, whether they be from the people of the book or the polytheists, the idol worshippers, what lies in store for them, fi nari jahannam, they will be in the blazing fire of jahannam, khalidina fiha, remaining therein forever and ever, in never-ending punishment. Allah Ta'ala says, ulaika hum sharrul bariyah, that those who have disbelieved, they indeed are the worst of the creatures of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Insan, as we have read in Surah At-Tin, Allah Ta'ala created in the best of forms and shapes, would have been the most noble of Allah Ta'ala's creation, but on account of disbelief in Allah Azza wa Jal, they are termed as the worst of creatures, the worst of Allah Ta'ala's creation. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala tells us, who are the best of creation? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe in Allah Ta'ala with yaqeen and conviction, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and fill their lives with acts of piety and good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. It is them indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, who are the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Those who are believers, pious, adherent to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, are termed as the best of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Some of the commentators deduce from this verse that pious believers in rank are even greater than the malaika and angels, as deduced from this verse. So of all of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, people of Iman, Amal, Salihah, and this is in comparison to the general malaika. Obviously you have the high ranking malaika and angels who have a very, very special status. So those who have believed and filled their lives and fill our lives with Amal, Salihah, every avenue, every opportunity there is to do any kind of good, to please Allah Ta'ala for His love and passion alone, any chance that we get, we try and seize upon it, and thereby amassing as many good deeds and becoming the best in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. This is in dunya, and what lies for them in the akhirah? جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Their reward, Allah Ta'ala says, for exerting themselves in this dunya, is guaranteed with Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, it is in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala guaranteed. There is no fear that it will be lost to them. And what is this reward? The gardens of eternity. So the beautiful gardens of Jannah that has within it the various palaces, the rivers, the amazing gardens, every kind of ni'mah and favor. And the beauty of it is that it is for eternity, it is never ending. And beneath these gardens, to amplify and increase its beauty. So normally you have a beautiful garden, but to increase it in its beauty, a water feature always brings it to perfection. So Allah Ta'ala says, with these gardens of eternity, tajri, you will have flowing, and water, when it is in the flowing form, it is the best, it is most appealing to the eye, the sound, in every sense of the word, and the various streams, the various rivers of Jannah gushing, sometimes from milk, sometimes from honey, sometimes with pure, clean water, sometimes with wine that does not intoxicate, the various springs of Jannah, Tasneem, Salsabil, etc. So flowing beneath these gardens will be the various rivers of Jannah. And again, the beauty of it is Khalidina fiha abada. They will reside therein forever and ever. Never will death come to them to put an end to that enjoyment. Never will be forcefully they be removed from Jannah. They will never get bored and tired and want to be taken out of Jannah. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And best of all, Allah is pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing greater in ecstasy than having the eternal pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will announce to the people of Jannah that, have I not conveyed my favors? They will say, most definitely you have. Allah Ta'ala will say, should I increase you in my favors? They will say, what more can a person ask for than what we already enjoy? Allah Ta'ala says, I declare my eternal happiness and pleasure. Never will I ever be displeased with you. And that will be the ultimate announcement in Jannah. And for who is this? ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ. This is for that person who has khashiyah, who has the fear of Allah Ta'ala, who has the fear of his Lord, such fear that comes about because of the grandeur, the awe of Allah Ta'ala. Not fear, for example, that a person has from a dangerous animal or for an enemy. That is called khawf in Arabic. Khashiyat means that fear that comes about, the grandeur, the greatness, the awe of Allah Ta'ala, that I never want to ever displease my great, my beloved Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us this quality and make us appreciate the great ni'mah that we have of being in the house of Allah Ta'ala, a ni'mah that we truly realize when for a period of time we did not enjoy this ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah Ta'ala makes us amongst His beloved ones, those who have their hearts attached to the masjid, the beloved ones of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.